It's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is a good Tuesday afternoon. It's supposed to be, what, about 75 today?
It's beautiful outside. Coming in today, the dogwoods are out. The daffodils are out. And we survived.
Yep. It did cause a big mix-up because of all the special traveling plans everybody made. Juan had problems getting here. He said had to send the mule along. And although the mule doesn't speak English, the mule does know what to do.
Well, the mule had a hard time. He, he didn't know what to do.
Well, because it went dark for a little bit. And, I read where all the animals are going to go crazy and stuff. And you know what? My cat decided he wanted outside. So we were outside in the backyard watching the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And he was wandering. He didn't give a rat's butt. He didn't look up at the sun.
Oh, he come on. If he had a rat's butt, he'd be pretty happy.
Well, that's true. But he didn't give one. He had one, but he didn't give one. Yeah.
My dog Ozzy and I were out in the backyard. We had a very, very good view of it. I watched it almost from the time it started casting the shadow on the sun. I watched that whole thing, and right up until the very end, it was still fairly bright. But then
it was like almost instantaneous. Yeah,
that was.
But it got bright a lot quicker than it got dark.
Yeah, but that thing was spectacular. The corona.
I started about 10 till 3 because I was working on. My wife said something because she wanted to see it. So I brought the glasses down and we went outside to the backyard. That's all we needed to do was go in our backyard. Took the cat with us because cat was curious, but not about that. We were just running through the leaves and stuff. But anyway, we were able to see it there. So about 10, it was already more than half. You know, it was like a quarter crescent.
Mm-hmm.
So when we started watching it and watched it all the way till it got dark in about the first 10 minutes, Afterwards, and that was about where we said, okay, that was really cool.
Did you notice how considerably cooler it got too?
I didn't notice that.
Oh, I did. Yeah,
I was busy chasing the cat around, so I wasn't cooler. So get out of there! Get out of there!
I had because it was a very nice day, shorts and a shirt, a t-shirt on, and I'm sitting back there, and all of a sudden it's got kind of chilly. But I didn't go in to get a sweater or anything.
No.
I didn't want to leave that.
Want to leave your post.
And of course, I live close to the Portage Lakes, and all the boats on the water started honking.
We had people in the neighborhood throwing off firecrackers. It was really, you people, whatever.
Well, it's once in a lifetime thing. I guess if you really want to go see another one.
In 20 years, I don't.
Oh, no, you can. In 2026 or 8, I'm not sure, you can go to Iceland.
Oh, you can go to Iceland. Yeah, well, in this
really
country, you can go further out west and catch it in 2042.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, I know you.
I mean, you'll be young enough to do it.
Oh, I would.
I
would be the age of my clone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they age quicker.
Yes, they do.
Kind of like, not quite dog years, but kind of like that, right?
They're clone years.
Clone years, yes. Okay.
Of course, he didn't see it. He sleeps when he doesn't work.
Oh, well, okay. I'm kind of envious of that clone right now.
So, I know there was a lot of hype around it, and I was expecting when the corona was at this apex, Caitlin Clark would have been on the moon.
On
the sun.
You'd think. Yeah. But she didn't get that sponsor, though.
Jeez.
That's about the only one she didn't get, but yeah.
So
she's done well.
She's done well. The weather ended up being perfect, really.
It did, and actually, even when I read the weather report in the morning, it was still supposed to be looks like mostly cloudy, but I got out and all the clouds were gone. I said, what the heck?
Yeah.
Cause I work from home, but at 10:30 I broke off and took my wife down to Hartville Kitchen for lunch.
Oh, that was nice. And were they open? They were open.
They were open. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we drove by the Goodyear Metro Park twice and there weren't, this thing was so overblown that I would have been more excited about it if it hadn't been so overblown, but they closed Goodwill. I wasn't allowed to work here. They closed Goodwill and all the stores. All the county offices were closed. It's just kind of almost
silly. Well, the consortium of nuclear-powered pontoon boats, we were closed. We didn't.
But you were ready for emergency. Well,
emergencies, but
you're always ready for an emergency.
Yes. I get that, I got a special red phone that goes off in case of, did you know that?
A red phone, like Batman.
Well,
Commissioner Gordon and Batman.
No, this is a nicer one. Is that it? No, that's not it. That's yours.
That's mine, yeah.
So I would hate to have to take off right now.
No. That's one of our volunteers. That was one of our volunteers.
All right.
But I just can't answer his phone right now.
All right. So, schools are off.
Yeah.
Well, they were expecting a huge traffic jam.
Yeah, they were. That was just so overblown. Yeah, because everybody in the world wanted to come to Akron, Ohio. You know, Mansfield, I don't know what they got. I think Alex did the Mansfield News Journal. They were expecting 1 million people to come to Mansfield.
1 million?
That's what they were expecting. That's what they had published in the paper and stuff. And that's why they closed the county buildings and they asked businesses that could to close down on that day because of all the horrific traffic. You know what? There was less traffic than normal.
Because everybody was told to stay home?
Because everyone was told to stay home. And I drove by the park twice. The Goodyear Metro.
Which would have been a nice place to.
It would have, and they have a lot of open space right there. Mm-hmm. And there were no more cars there. Of course, that was still a little early. That was at 1 o'clock. And there was no more cars there than there is on a Saturday or Sunday when people are off work.
Was Hartville Kitchen busy?
Yeah. Well, we got to where right when it opened and there was, we were like the second, third, people in.
Oh, all right. Boy, they have good food there.
They do. They've really upped the price on it, but it's good food.
Everything's up.
But they have
good pie.
The wife got one piece to take home, and now she wishes she'd bought the whole pie. So, the strawberry pie.
No, I'm not into strawberry. I like lemon meringue and
They got a cherry crumb.
Cherry crumb.
Now, me, I'm more into a la mode. Once I was there and I asked for pie a la mode without the pie. Because their ice cream is really good.
Yes. Well, you like good homemade cooking?
They have these cinnamon rolls with the cream icing on them.
Oh.
And I go to buy one, and there's like, you can buy one for $4.99. Or you could buy six for $9.99.
You're kidding.
Well, for the price of two, I could buy six of them. I don't need six of them, but price consciousness makes me want to. I have to buy the six.
Oh, you have to. There's no doubt about it.
Cream cheese icing, along with how good their roll is to begin with, it just waters them.
Is it better in Cinnabons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
And I've been to other bakeries, and I tried their stuff, but it looked the same, and it isn't the same. Nope.
Yeah.
Hartville Kitchen Bakery has the best cinnamon. Now, I get the cream icing, but not so if you get a different kind, it might be more comparable. But, man, with that cream with theirs, it's just,
Well, one of those and a cup of coffee can really fill you up. I mean, I would. But you probably, would you have breakfast there? Is that what you
had? No, we had lunch there, but the bakery's right outside the restaurant.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's been a while since I've been there.
Well, you must go. It's excellent food.
Well,
I love the broasted chicken and,
you can't get anything to drink there.
Not alcoholic.
No, that's fine.
I was able to get my Coke Zero there though this time. That, and usually,
well, that usually, makes it all right. You can have that gigantic cinnamon roll with a no-calorie Coke.
Then I can. I take that home. But, you know, with the Coke Zero, then you can add the little something to it when they turn their heads. You know, in my flask. My flask.
Oh.
See?
You're a pretty smart guy.
Sometimes. But yet I'm still here.
Yes, you're still here. But, the actual event
was worth hyping, but the fact that they thought so many people were going to be here clogging our roads, clogging our highways and everything else, it was in the first place, the event was too overhyped to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then second place was to think that many people were coming here was utterly ridiculous.
Well, there was such it stretched from Texas all the way to Niagara Falls.
Right.
Now,
yes.
Niagara Falls, some of the rooms are going up for $600.
And that's crazy that people would go do that.
But they had an article in the Beacon about the Sheridan Hotel.
Suites, yeah.
They were all sold out. But, you know, I don't think it was anything bigger than, for example, the Hall of Fame.
No.
Football game and that kind of stuff.
It was probably fairly comparable, maybe a little bit bigger for the area than the Soapbox Derby is.
Perhaps.
Because the Soapbox Derby brings in people from all around, not only the country, but from around the world as well.
Yeah, well, I didn't go out. I stayed home.
I only went out to take her to lunch, and then we drove back home. Absolutely nothing more, actually less than normal traffic.
Wow.
Because everybody stayed home because they told everybody to stay home.
Well, I'm glad there was no tragedies or anything. The world did not split in half like certain congresswoman said could happen.
Oh, really?
Along with that earthquake, message.
Well, the Jews are too busy with the Gaza without to worry about using their space lasers there.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So, what's the next one? Is what 2,400 and something? The next
here,
one?
Yeah, next one here.
I don't
actually.
Think
they happen
bad.
Almost every year, but usually it's over an ocean where there's nobody.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The only one I might see is somebody out on a ship saying, wow. "Dark early. Yeah. Let me look at the sun. Ah, I can't see."
Well, I went through this. I have no desire to go to any. But some people, this is like their second or third. They chase these things.
They do. They do. And I guess I was listening to MJ earlier this morning, and she was talking about how she went to a park, and there were mostly a lot of area people. There were some people from other states, because they could only see, other states could see partial. They weren't going to get the full.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happened, it was full. You know, she heard people shouting out, it was worth it.
It was.
Yeah.
It really was. It was a wow moment. I just, out of my mouth, I said, wow.
And yeah, my wife said, I have never seen anything like this before.
And it just happened, boom.
Yeah.
It had a little sliver, and all of a sudden this magnificent.
Now I did cheat. I wore my glasses all the time, except when it was completely dark. Then I actually looked over top a little bit over top to see the outline that you couldn't see with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
With the glasses on, you couldn't see that outline. It was just all dark. But I looked up and there was just the outline of brightness around the moon.
But you did take the glasses off when it did reach totality, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. I mean, that was safe.
Well, I just looked over top, and actually, I a lot of times put my glasses up, but I got a good look at that, which she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't.
Well, the squirrels went nuts over there.
Yeah, the squirrels did go nuts.
I noticed the birds, though, started getting quiet. I noticed that. Now, a lot of people wanted to be with crowds, not me.
No, I was in my backyard.
Yeah, backyard. I had a perfect spot underneath a pine tree, sitting down, very comfortable. And I'm just glad it went. We didn't have, because in the morning you got up and it was raining, and oh, geez.
Yeah.
But it was quite an event. So. Yeah, the hype was worth it, but the extra hype about, oh, you're going to be stuck in traffic, you better, you know, they had one woman on from the emergency, make sure you have extra water in your car, fill up your tank. And I couldn't believe, we were coming back from a basketball game on Saturday. My grandson was playing up in Euclid.
Yeah, okay.
AAU. And we come back, we stop at the Costco there in Boston Heights. And it was overflowing with cars. Because, I've never seen anything like
because
it.
Because they're all stocking up for the...
Oh, I mean... You know,
maybe it's the stores that make all this, push all this hype.
Well, it's the same as the winter storms.
Yeah, but it's not a storm. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, I'm saying.
It'll go dark for four minutes.
I honestly think they pay meteorologists, oh, it's going to be horrible. You're going to be stuck in the house for 2 weeks without food. And they all, everybody goes to the grocery store and nothing. Nothing happened.
Well, that says it's sponsored by Kroger's, you know? This eclipse is sponsored by Kroger's.
Yeah, yeah, so.
And Giant Eagle.
I'm surprised they didn't try to monetize it. You know, put a one of those beams on. So, anyway, it was a great day, and then we had the home opener.
We did have the home opener, and boy, did they look good!
They did. You know, it's just they start in the season out 8-2. Now they haven't played the toughest teams in the world, but still 8-2 is the best start since 2011.
But they've played two teams in our division now:
Chicago and Minnesota.
They only played one game against Chicago, but yeah, they showed them up.
Yeah,
Detroit's in second place, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how it's all going to shake out. I felt from the very beginning it's going to be a two-team competition in the Central with Cleveland and Minnesota. Maybe, you know, Detroit has a pretty good manager, and maybe they'll be in it. But
who's there now?
The guy that the cheat from Houston, AJ Hitch. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, and did, I don't know if you watched any of the game yesterday.
I did not.
They had Michael Brantley in the booth for a while.
I did hear him talking, though. I heard recordings of him talking. They were playing some of those recordings.
So he's the first base coach for his kids' little league.
Oh, is he now? Yeah. Dr. Smooth.
Yeah.
Dr. Smooth.
He had a beautiful swing. Him and Ken Griffey Jr. I just wondered if we could have gotten him, what coaxed him out of retirement to play a couple more years. He looks fantastic. I mean, he certainly made enough money that he doesn't have to work.
He doesn't have to, right.
And he wants to spend time with his family.
Right. And that's a lot to try and lure somebody from.
Yeah. So
we don't have the money that other teams might have for that who wouldn't need him.
Well, they took... And this Shane Bieber injury is just devastating.
It is, because not only will he not pitch for us for the rest of the year, he's done in Cleveland.
He's pretty much
and
done.
And we'll get nothing. Well, what will we get? A draft pick?
You get a compensatory draft pick. I think you get something.
It's not what you would have gotten for him, and it's absolutely horrific what has happened.
Now, he pitched the first two games against
and he looked good.
Oakland and Seattle.
But each time he said his elbow hurt more than it usually does.
And he was flawless.
Yes. He was back to his Cy Young year.
And then this came out. I was reading a blurb out of the clear blue. I saw this in the – I forgot where it was. I think it was MLB. I look at that from time to news. And what's this? What happened?
Yeah.
And – He's going to go under Tommy John, which is reconstruction of his right elbow.
Right.
And it's at least 12 to 16 months.
Right.
So the only thing you could hope for is that Shane Bieber likes the organization enough now that after this, his value will go down.
It will for other teams, right.
Yeah, and... Whether that means anything to him, now he's got an agent that is affiliated with Scott Boras.
But his agent Scott Boras got hit by this too, and he's going to be having to take something he doesn't want to take.
Well, it's a Scott Boras acolyte.
It's not him.
No, okay. But it's the same firm or something like that. And whether or not he was making like $14 million.
Yeah.
So. I'm pretty sure that would set him up for the rest of his life, but and that was just for this year. He's not going to even pitch and make that kind of money.
Right. It's a little thing called guaranteed contract.
Guaranteed contract, yes. So, the most likely scenario is you'll have this operation rehab and see what the open market's going to be. And maybe, but he's not going to even be able to pitch next year for a substantial, if at all. I mean, it's a year, right? So we're in April. So the earliest we're looking at is May or June, 2025.
Right.
And that's the best case scenario. And then you have to add maybe 2 or 3 months on top of that. So it may be August of 2025.
True.
So pretty much out for the next two seasons. And that's a shame. He's in his best, the prime of his career. He's 29. Yeah. That's when starting pitchers have honed their skills. And so it's not only devastating for the Guardians, it's personally devastating to him.
Right.
And it just shows that throwing is not a natural a function of your body.
Right.
You know.
Well, and I don't know whether you agree with it or not, but the Players Association are saying, it's the time clock that's doing this to these pitchers.
Oh, no.
That's what I did. My son brought that up and said, no.
I haven't read that.
Oh, yeah. It was actually in, did you look at today's Beacon? I think it's in there.
I did.
Okay, maybe it was in the USA Today or the extra roundup.
I didn't see that. I mean.
But the Players Association is complaining to the ownership that that's what's causing all these pitchers' injuries.
I don't know. I'm not an expert.
I'm not a doctor, but I have played one on television. But
or you stayed at the Holiday Inn.
No. I played one on television. Okay. I was Dr. Dave.
Well, you know what? I've seen. I've seen some of your snippets.
Yes.
The one going to the pharmacy and
yeah,
you didn't want generics and you gave the pharmacist a hard time.
And then he told me it was going to be like $100-some more than what he was going to charge me for the generic.
Yeah. I remember going on YouTube because I'm much too young to remember a laugh in.
Yeah.
But I remember a guy going, I mean, this is years ago, going into
early 70s, yeah.
Yeah, going into a prescription and giving the pharmacist, and he gives the pills to the customer. And he said, that's 82. The guy gives him 82 cents. And he walks away. That's $82. And he walked out. Well, I still make 40-cent profit.
Yeah.
that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
I guess it was a great opening day. The weather was wonderful. Everything was great yesterday. It really
Stephen
was.
Kwan is batting like 387. Right around there. 387, yeah, 382, something like that.
I can find the box score here.
Yep. And our second baseman showed why he's an all-star gold glove second baseman.
He was a platinum last year.
So it looks like at least in the early part of the season, Kwan has recaptured some of his rookie year.
Yeah, here we go. Kwan is batting .383,
okay.
Jose is doing all right, .261, but you know he'll get that back up. David Fry, .333.
Yeah. And that was one of the reasons they brought him in.
Yeah. Josh Naylor, .303. I hope they sign him to a long-term contract. I mean, this ownership just drives me nuts. Sometimes.
Right, because the thing is, if they had him in a long-term contract, he's also, if they have something else they think will be as effective, they can't actually, he's worth more with a long-term contract than he is.
I don't know. I would just think that he's getting close to time where he's going to be a free agent. And
then he says, that's it. I'm just going to wait. You know, that's what a lot of them do.
And then you've got Freeman, who's center fielder, 194. It's still early. And Laureano, 222, right fielder. Jimenez, like you said, 324. His defense is just outstanding.
Yes.
And Hedges, good old Hedges. He's an excellent catcher, but he's not going to remind you of Johnny Bench.
No.
And batting 125. And Rocio played a darn good shortstop so far, 273. And, but the dilemma is who's going to replace Shane Bieber. It's very, very
Yeah.
Difficult.
Carrasco, I'm glad to have him back, but and I'm glad he's doing better, but he's not replacing Shane Bieber.
I mean, Logan Allen's doing well. You got BB doing well. You've got Gavin Williams that they're hoping to get back.
One thing we have is just that they know how to draft a pitcher and know how to train him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing about this organization.
So we can give him away later on.
Yeah, well, we got to have more prospects, you know.
At least they signed Class A for a long
did they?
Term.
Okay, yeah. Good.
But when he's done, he's going to demand top bucks because he's excellent. He's just a very good closer. You got a decent bullpen. Hunter Gaddis has done pretty well, and so far so good. I mean,
eight and two, you can't complain. Now, there's a long season to go, but it's a nice place to start. How's that?
Yeah.
It's better than being,
2-8.
Well, when we had Wedge, I think we had one winning April, and the rest of them were all losing Aprils.
Well, Francona wasn't much in April either.
Yeah, but he was something in August.
Yes.
In September.
obviously you're going to have some, but who's going to replace Bieber? You're going to have to maybe Curry, you got Gavin Williams. They do have some pitching depth. Some of it though is hurt. And
if I know them, they've actually got some guys in Columbus who are ready to come up. They're just in the room for them.
Tristan McKenzie looks like he could be bent over by a stiff wind. But he pitched pretty good.
I thought, it was weird because I heard Logan was going to pitch the home opener, but he didn't do that.
That's because of the
day off.
Day off. Well, the rain delay.
Was it Saturday or Sunday?
They had a rain delay Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
postponed. It's going to be played in August when we're there.
Yeah.
So, it's part of a doubleheader.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They're big shoes to fill. I mean, he's a Cy Young winner.
Was looking like it again.
Yeah. And now you're going to start playing the Yankees. You're going to, some of the better competition's coming up here soon.
Well, you know what? I guess, it's better to start off with wins even against bad teams than start off against really good teams and get your butt beat in and then not have any confidence. This will help some of the confidence because let's face it, we're back to a really young team again.
Well, we're still one of the youngest, if not the youngest, team in Major League Baseball.
Winning means a lot to those guys. And to get them on a course where they start doing that, you start believing you can do things that you can't do. And guess what? Sometimes you can.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees are 9-2. As we speak.
That's a heck of a... Are they coming up this early?
They're coming up.
We usually have them a little bit later.
On Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
Which stinks. To have them here in April because the weather forecast for the rest of this week is dismal.
I won't be here.
I'm playing in a golf outing down in Georgia.
Oh, well, I hope you do
near,
well.
Near Augusta.
Near Augusta.
That's about as close as driving through Augusta is about as close as I'll ever get to playing Augusta. I guess the course Augusta is just spectacular. They have guys they say out with scissors, which is I think a stretch, but
probably a fib.
I will be down in Georgia, pay for the audio to be so I can listen to them wherever I happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right now
I'm not so sure my service now has the games that I can actually watch. I can listen to them on the radio, which I usually do anyway.
I listened to most of the game yesterday on the radio because I had a lot of stuff to do, getting ready to leave, and Tom Hamilton is
there's none better.
None better. He does. tend to pontificate from time to time, which
it's okay.
Bothers me a little. But
does it really? I enjoy his
everybody
voice.
Everybody has a great family.
Yeah.
everybody. I mean, they're good people, and, everybody.
But don't you expect that from Tom Hamilton?
Yeah. But he does have a great, great style.
He does?
I guess you got to talk about something, but, you know, he talks about the somebody having grandkids. It happens to be Bob DiBiaseo's grandkids, and what great family, blah, blah, blah. But that's Tom. That's Tom. So he's not going to change now. He's been gosh, how many years now he's been there?
Yeah, he was there way back with Herb Score. And
yeah.
Trying to think how long Herb Score's been going.
Yeah. He, gosh, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I don't know.
Anyway, he's been around a long time. He does all the introductions. What I was going to say, even on TV when they do highlights.
They use his voice.
Yes,
they do. They use his calls and show the TV.
Even though Matt Underwood is very good. I mean,
I like Matt Underwood, but he's no Tom Hamilton. Sorry.
But I think Rick Manning does an outstanding job.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering because he's getting up there how much longer he's going to stick with it. Tom's getting up there.
Well, it's not that tough of a job. Now, the traveling can get to you.
Yeah, right. And I think that's kind of what it is. As you get older, you get tired of the traveling. And some guys say, okay, I'll do it, but I'll only do home games.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he loves doing it. And, of course, I don't know how long term. We got Bally Sports doing it again this year. After this year, I don't know.
I don't have Bally Sports anymore, so. There's some other kind of package that I can get to where I can watch
Fubo.
Games.
Oh, Fubo. Fubo, doesn't it?
I'm already paying a service. I'm not going to. Don't they have their own package you can get without?
I don't know. We have DirecTV.
Okay.
And so.
So it's in
there. Nancy can watch The Real Housewives of
everywhere.
Of Lima.
Of Lima, yeah. I hear there's a lot of beans in that
one. Oh,
a lot of beans.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch some of those.
It is.
Well, some of they all wear provocative clothes.
Well, they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I liked with Dancing with the Stars. The outfits were amazing. I didn't care about the dancing, but the outfits were amazing.
and I, of course, Nancy lets me in for 2 minutes. So are they talking about world peace today, or what's their conversations about? Are they talking about the budget?
And then Nancy says, get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Somebody upset somebody. They threw champagne or something at them, or, you know, some. But it's the modern day soap opera.
That's true. There are very few soap operas left. That is the modern day unscripted soap opera. Although
that kind of stuff is scripted. Come on.
Some of it's so stupid it can't be scripted.
And then
I would never write it.
And then they have a show about the shows. This Andy Cohen will have a show about the shows. And she watches that. I don't. That's fine. That's fine. But, you know, some of those women's outfit. Whew.
Yeah, there's no Real Housewife in any of those Real Housewife shows.
No, I've never seen them.
They're all amazingly plastically put together.
Yeah.
And they all own businesses and things like that.
Viva Plastic.
Yeah, Viva La Plastic, yeah. But they're not real. They're not real housewives, you know? My wife is a real housewife. Your wife is a real housewife.
Yes.
But those girls and women on the Real Housewives are not real housewives.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
They're not bad to look at.
No, they're not.
Viva La Place. So, yeah, we're off to a great start, the Guardians, and we'll see how the season progresses. It's a big loss. Shane Bieber, big loss. And not only that, if even the getting something for him.
Right. I mean, basically.
Because they knew they were going to have to trade him.
Right.
And the problem they had was when to trade him.
Right.
If they were
and now the answer is last year. But then he got hurt last year and didn't finish
the season. Right before they were ready to.
Right.
They had a deal with Tampa.
Yes.
All ready to go. And there. Yeah. So there, I would think that Shane Bieber is going to have to decide, am I comfortable with the organization? Will I give them a little break on the price?
Like Jose Ramirez did.
Jose, yeah.
And I'm sure he took slack from the Players Association for doing that.
He did.
He didn't care.
He didn't care. But
he loves the way that this town and this team treats him.
Here's a guy, Jose Ramirez, grew up when dirt poor.
Yes.
Not just poor. Dirt.
I mean, he couldn't even afford the dirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how dirt poor he was.
I mean, they conjured up enough money to get him a glove. He was the runt that they always sent off to the other fields. And his determination, that's why he walks so cocky. And he deserves to walk.
Yeah.
He just has that. And now, I mean, he's not a big man.
No.
But he's
and built pretty big. I wouldn't want to arm wrestle him.
Oh, no. And he looks like he lost a few pounds over
there. He does, yeah.
And he looks great. And not only can he hit, he's a top caliber third baseman, too.
He is. And he also hates people disrespecting the game. When they do something that he feels disrespects the game, he goes and tells them, whether it's his own teammates or his opposing players.
I would not want him upset with me.
No, I wouldn't either.
No, and he's a leader in that clubhouse.
Leader by example, yeah. If nothing else.
Yeah. And he may chew you out in Spanish, but you get the message.
You don't need a translator for that.
He speaks enough English to get his point across.
He does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another kid, too, Steve Kwan.
He's back in his rookie form.
Yeah. Well,
right now.
He wasn't that bad last year.
No, he wasn't. So far. It is early. I understand that. People say pitchers have the advantage at the beginning, but this kid is
extremely smart, and he
almost never strikes out.
And he can see him up there at the plate, calculating where the ball.
There are times he's worked pitchers up to 28 pitches to either get him to walk or get on base.
You know, most people when they get two strikes on most players, I got to panic. Not him.
No,
I'm just getting ready to start, and he plays an excellent left field. I mean, I sign him right now to a long-term contract.
If you can, that's what I do. Absolutely.
Well, the Dolans are going to have to get some money from the people who are
who are going to eventually take over this team.
Yes, and
because they're selling a certain percentage, and then each year they sell a few more percentage.
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name too, but the group. But really, they need to start securing their young talent.
Absolutely.
Instead of just
giving it away every time. And
yeah, just because the fan base, you know, fortunately, Jose Ramirez, bless him, he could have probably made $5 to $10 million more a year somewhere.
Yes, he could have.
Yeah.
But you know what? Going to those places, he'd be so much more under the scope.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much more pressure.
He doesn't care about that.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he doesn't care, but he could have.
He could have.
Getting back to the point, he was dirt poor.
Yeah.
And couldn't afford the dirt.
Right.
So he's making 23 or 4 million a year.
Yeah.
He says, I don't need it anymore. I mean,
you know,
for what is it, a 200 and some million dollar contract?
It's one question I always have is when is enough enough? Now, the problem is the more money you make, the more money you want.
That's it.
And for him to say, this is enough. I'm set. My grandchildren will be set for life. Yeah. My great-grandchildren will probably be set.
Not only does that, he takes the money back, and he has supported putting fields in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
And he's just a good guy.
Yes.
He put a field in East Cleveland.
He did.
He did. And I think he's probably the most loved Cleveland Guardian.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So, anyway, good start. I did want to talk a little bit about the women's NCAA.
We got two to talk about there, the women's and the men's, but women's is something else, wasn't it?
They broke all kinds of records for viewership.
Yeah, that was...
However, the University of Caitlin Clark lost to
University of Caitlin. Yeah, that's because that's exactly how it's looked.
I watched the game. I watched the game, most of it. I couldn't take the commentary. I'm sorry, but the way they had it set up, half the a third of the screen was
always on Caitlin.
And I know two other announcers. I don't know how they set it up, but every other word was Caitlin Clark, and it's not her fault that they have put her on such a pedestal that every other word was Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And and she didn't. She's a very humble young lady.
She is.
And 10 years ago, I'm just wondering. She couldn't be making the money she's making now. She's already a millionaire, according to Terry Pluto.
Because of the NIL.
NIL. She's State Farm. She's a couple other commercials.
Yeah.
And good for her. Now, my question, I had lunch with my softball buddies the other day, and I asked them, in their opinion, when she goes to the pros, will women's NCAA college basketball maintain what she's been able to? And most of them said no.
I probably think they're right on general. They'll maintain some, not as much, but what she has done is she has influenced the whole sport from your girls down,
yes,
which are going to feel like they have more opportunity to do it, to make it, and to make the money. And that's her biggest influence. She'll be a big influence, and a big eye will be kept on her in the WNBA, and they will get some of their best ratings. This is it. The number of viewers peaked at 24 million and drew an average of 18.7 million viewers during the game, in which South Carolina prevailed over Caitlin Clark and Iowa, 87-75. So it ended up not even being spectacularly close because they found a way to shut down Caitlin pretty much, you know.
Well, they kept her from going crazy. She still had, I think, the most points of any player, but South Carolina –
have not lost the game. I mean,
those young ladies.
Perfect season, period.
They are
from good. Start to finish to national championship. Perfect team.
And as Terry Pluto said, they play as hard, as intense as any other basketball team, male or female, in basketball. I do not know. I probably don't think a woman could ever play in the NBA just because of the muscle strength that the men have.
Even if you look at the men's, you know, there was articles all about her leading up to the Final Four. And one of how it was when she was young, how she would even wipe out the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watched any of the, which I'm sure you did, the national championship game for the men last night.
Part of it.
I watched it through about halfway through this, the second half. But what I did see is how physical those guys play it and bump and grind and everything else. She's not built that way.
No.
They are. She's not. That's the difference here. And that's why, I'm not going to bring it up, but the transgender issue of men saying they're trans, want something else and wanting to get into women's sports, which the NCAA just outlawed.
It was not the. It was the NAIA.
Oh, NAIA. Okay.
Which is smaller colleges,
but
they should. I mean, it's
they're just built differently.
Yeah.
And a guy that's maybe good or pretty good as a male athlete will probably beat almost any other female.
Caitlin Clark is 6 foot tall. Now, obviously, if she ever did play in the men's league, she would be a point guard, but. You're right. Those guys are just muscular and
they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more muscular. She's I'm not taking any talent away from her
because
she scored more points than anyone else in the history of the NCAA basketball.
And she deserves all that.
Male and female.
Yeah. And you're right. Her legacy in college will be to elevate. Now, whether it'll maintain that kind of
I think as long as she's in the public eye, you know, like even when you hear, is Tiger going to go? That inspires people. As long as she's in the WNBA, she will be still inspiring or maybe even more inspiring to young women because as she gets there will be more salary and there will be more endorsements.
But you wonder if she, you're getting the cream of the crop in the WNBA, right? I mean, you are. And
yes.
Whether she's going to be able to maintain the kind of...
I think she will, and I think she does, because she's an extraordinary worker, but she can't beat a whole team by herself.
No. I mean, South Carolina, from top to bottom, has superior athletes.
Right.
Except for Caitlin Clark.
Right.
But my point is the media just Caitlin Clark. Well, Caitlin, and, I mean, that, and that's not her fault.
But that's what they did. Tiger. He really instilled an eagerness in a lot of young and a lot of young African Americans.
That's true.
And
even as diminished as he is,
he's still an inspiration. That's why
Tiger looks good practicing at Augusta.
Yeah.
Okay. But he still is the focal.
Right.
When everybody thinks of golf, they think of Tiger Woods.
And that's what it's going to be with Caitlin Clark she retires from the WNBA.
Yeah. I wish her the best.
I do too.
She's been able to monetize it.
Yes.
Not through going after it. They're just throwing money at her.
Right.
Really? I mean, somebody offered her, what, $5 million to play in a Big Three league? I don't even know what the Big Three league is.
I have no idea. There's the Big Three ain't big. There's only three.
So, anyway, seems like a nice young lady. She's already, I think, she graduates or is graduated, a graduate student. I don't know, but she's, according to Terry Pluto, she's almost a 4-point average. So she hasn't let all of this get to her academics and,
or to her head.
And quite frankly, I never heard of her before this year.
I hadn't either. I mean, although other people did.
Yeah.
But the media is the one that brought the focus on her, and that's going to follow her into the WNBA. That's why I say she still will be an influence and an inspiration.
And I guess like LeBron, too. I
mean, yeah, LeBron. Absolutely.
Speaking of, his son's
going
to go.
Going into the draft, so who gets Bronny and does LeBron, who always has an out, is he taking out to play with his son for a year?
I don't know what's going to happen. His numbers in college aren't that great.
It doesn't matter.
I understand.
If a team brings him, they may get pop. And who's the first, you know, he would not be a first or probably even second round. But if a third round team brings him.
If you're not in the first round, you're the second round is in basketball.
But he's not going to go in the first round.
Well, it's also he has the option to stay in college.
Right. He's testing the waters. If he doesn't get in the first round, he's going to stay in college.
And in Ohio State, he's interested. They say that he's interested in transferring from.
Yeah, he did put himself in the transfer protocol. Yeah, yeah. He did.
He can do both. He can stay in college or go into the
pros. I'm surprised he decided Ohio State because. That's although he was born here in Akron.
Yeah.
You know, that's not necessarily the best basketball program.
No.
They've had few people here, certainly, to go on to the NBA, but, you know, it's.
It has, I mean, ever.
UCLA ain't a bad program.
No. So I guess we'll see. It's very. And of course, the men's, UConn. That coach is crazy, that guy.
He is.
Dan Hurley, he just announced that he's going to stay at UConn because Kentucky's job is opened up, which is a plum job because Calipari is going to Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
One and done Calipari is going to – Going to Arkansas,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Is that where he originally graduated from or something?
I can't
understand why he would go there.
No, but...
with all the success that he's had.
But Dan Hurley's going to stay at UConn. He wants a three-peat with that team. He could very well.
Yes.
Unless he loses. You know, he's going to lose some players. It's just inevitable.
It depends on what he has in the wings, yeah.
But it was a boring game. I thought, it wasn't really that close, 75-60. UConn over Purdue. It was kind of close at the beginning, but I couldn't stay up for it. I started nodding.
It was close the first, I would say, quarter, but it isn't. They just do halves in college. Now, I think that, do the women play in quarters? I was thinking of women.
Yeah, they did. They play in quarters,
but the men play in halves.
Yeah.
And I watched the first half of the first half, which would be the first quarter, they were almost even up.
Yeah.
By the end of that, they were even at the end of the half, they were really close.
Mm-hmm.
And the start of the third quarter, they started pulling away. And
the women, well, they're both the same amount of time, but the women have 2 or 4 10-minute quarters, and the men have 2 20-minute halves.
And actually, you look at the score for a men's game, it was only 75-60. There was a heck of a lot of defense played, tough defense. And I, you know, halfway through the second half, or what would be the fourth quarter if we got to there, to the fourth quarter, I watched it till that point. But at that point, they're already 13 points up and said, you know what? I got to work tomorrow morning, so I'm going to pass it up. But it was a good game. A lot of frustration by Purdue towards in the second half when they just started slowly crawling away from them, and they ended up losing by 15. So it wasn't that much different than when I stopped when they were up by 13. But the defense, you know, everybody says score, 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 but you know what? When they score, when each team scores 130 and 134 points. To me, that's not exciting. Everybody says the scoring is exciting, but to me it isn't because there's absolutely no defense play. They just open up the lanes for somebody to drive through. Big deal. No. Playing defense, making it tough for somebody to make the shot. I enjoy that more than I do watching just drive through all the time.
I like good defense. Of course, good defense often gets a team in foul trouble because, depending, that's another thing in the game before the championship game when Iowa played UConn.
The controversial call, but it was a foul.
Everybody agrees it was a foul. The problem was they weren't calling it.
They weren't calling
foul.
It earlier in the game.
And I hate to see officials, if they're going to, they have to be consistent.
Yeah.
Why then did they call a moving screen at that particular moment?
Yeah.
I mean, was it that egregious? I don't know. Compared to the other ones?
I don't know. I didn't.
But I guess the coach from UConn didn't. He says, I disagree with the call, but we could have won that game.
We still had like two opportunities after that call to still win the game.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it.
Yeah.
So we didn't get the job done. Because he, you know, I think, I forget who it was. Was it Terry Pluta was talking about it? And he was saying how originally, you know, he said the guy started talking about he didn't like the play call. He says, and Terry says, oh, no, time to dump on the officials again. He says, but, you know, we had two opportunities after that to win the game, and we didn't do it. And Terry got a little lighter on the coach. And it's true. But if the officials had called that throughout the game, then if they'd gotten away with it the whole game and all of a sudden they're not getting away with it, that's
little
ridiculous.
As a fan, you're watching the ball, right? I mean, you're watching the ball. You
right.
don't see these moving screens so much because you're not paying attention to it. And
you got to stand still for a screen to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You move on that because you're watching your grandson. I'm watching my grandson. And my grandson has been called on it a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's all part of the learning process. By the time you get to there, you know you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
You know, even my grandson knows he's not supposed to do it. And when they call it on him, he goes, ah, you know.
Yeah.
My grandson is actually now officially, my son is like 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
My grandson is now officially in the seventh grade, officially taller than my grandson, than my son.
Wow.
And I told him, hey, if you spike your hair, you got a few more weeks before he catches you. He said, Dad, if I spike my hair, they'll see my bald spots.
Yeah. Wow. Basketball is a great sport.
Since my grandson has been involved with it so much, I'm starting to enjoy it some. It's something I didn't really enjoy because it is a game that moves to me. I like to savor it. Football and baseball, they have a pacing where you can really sit back and enjoy it, and they have the commentary and the things, stories and things like that. You don't have that time in basketball. But what I have come to appreciate, even in these young kids, how the tough and strong and fight for in defensive. And that's what I'm really starting to enjoy in basketball. That's why I will never watch the NBA All-Star game because it ends up being 156 to 147. You know, there's no defense. And to me, there's no enjoyment in that.
Well, the way they're teaching these kids now, the ball handling is very impressive, too. They can, most of these kids can dribble the way they do.
And that's one thing my grandson doesn't have. He, you know, if he starts to he can dribble the ball three times and somebody will steal it from him. But that's not what he's there for. He's the big. Rebounds. He can rebound and get the shot back in, and he can block, and he can do the screens when he doesn't move.
There's a big jump between sixth and seventh grade, too. The kids really spurred up.
He's in the seventh grade, and he already had – and his coach almost never played him. But he had other coaches said, look, you keep doing what you want to do. You can only do what your coach allows you to do. I says, you're a big, I need a big. He's going to be on a traveling team this summer here.
Oh, good for him.
And, the guy said, I need a big. And his confidence is so much more to see him play now from when he was playing when he was younger.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have the ability to handle the ball, but that's not what he's there for.
Yeah.
He can throw it in and then run down there and do his blocks, do his rebounds. He's usually the top. He can be in there for 4 minutes. He's the team's top rebounder.
Yeah.
Because he has the height advantage over the other kids.
And there are various kids. Some of the kids are just amazingly the difference. You can get a kid in seventh grade who hasn't had his growth spurt and playing with a guy like your
right.
Your
and son, and that grandson. Kid is so close to the ground and has not, because he doesn't have the constant growth going on, is far more coordinated in certain day. And the ball handling on some of those kids is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just.
And you've seen it because you got your grandson playing.
Yeah, I've been watching him for years. And my granddaughter, too, is not too bad. But baseball is my sport. I just want to keep him playing.
my grandson, both my boys played a little bit of baseball. Bobby took it up into high school. DJ didn't. They both bowled on the high school team and such.
Well, bowling.
And the one that gave up on the baseball did cross country. So
that's a tough sport. You run
until you throw up. Yeah.
Why would anybody want to do that is beyond me. But
and they get awards for that. If you throw up, if you run hard enough and fast enough, you get an award.
My daughter did cross country for St. Vincent. And I said, she loves it. She loves running.
Yeah,
you like throwing up too? Oh yeah, that's great. I just. I don't know how much time we got, but
short time.
The Cavaliers are limping.
They are into the playoffs.
Into the playoffs. I think now they're in fifth in the conference, so that means they're going to lose home court to start the playoffs in. If they don't. There's only like four games left. I mean, what are they? They are now 46 wins, 33 losses. That's, what is that? That's 79. So there's only three more games left.
33 games left.
And I don't know.
And they'll be going against them for that reason. They'll be going against a team that is just about their equal or
fourth will play fifth.
Yeah.
Even if they get back into the fourth, they'll play the fifth.
Yeah, whatever they do, they're going to be stuck where they are.
And they better get there. I really do believe that if they don't get through the first round of playoffs.
Mitchell's going to go.
You think not only Mitchell's going to go, I think Bickerstaff's going to go.
Really?
I think so. I mean.
Because their ownership's been pretty steady.
It's a good. It is.
It's been injuries that have really knocked them out.
I hope not. I guess the feeling among fans is that he should go. I mean, that's what one of the Pluto articles that.
Fans don't run the game.
I understand.
Thank goodness.
But they have.
We can run it because we're fans. But that's different.
Yeah, well, we can run anything.
That's right.
Not very well, but we can.
Mostly
run
our
it.
Mouths, but we can.
anyway, they're limping it. Did you see this article that the Muhammad Ali's trunks are going to sell for $6 million in an auction?
The $6 million underwear, yeah. Ooh. No, they're not.
The Thrill in Manila.
The Thrill in Manila.
Are you going to buy them?
No, I'm putting my $6 million somewhere else.
All right. I hear the music.
Yes.
Wrap yourself in wrapping paper and tape it closed. That's how you live in the present. That's pretty bad. But
that's very thought-provoking.
Yeah, okay, how about this one real quick? Why did the duck fall in love with the dog?
I don't know. It sounds quackers.
He was a purebred. All right. I'm sorry.
You stopped at the other one.
The dredges are puns here.
That's going to do it, and I will see everyone next week.
I'll be in Georgia for a golf tournament.
And I'll see everyone next week right here on Sports Sidebar.